Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some digraphs, and I can't wait to get started. I just need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Okay, let's get started. We need to write our name at the top of our paper, and please write neatly so we can read it and figure out who this paper belongs to. And when you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We won't need it for a while. We're going to do some coloring first. So we're going to review two digraphs today. Remember, a digraph is when two letters come together and make one brand new sound. So our digraph for today, or our two digraphs for today, we're going to remember and remind and review the CH digraph sound, which says, do you remember? Ch, ch, ch. And we're going to review the SH digraph, which says, sh, sh, sh. Okay, so let's look at the picture at our top, and at the top of our page. And I would like you to start coloring that chair blue. Can you find some kind of a blue crayon and start coloring that chair for me? So chair, if I told you that we are studying two digraphs, we have CH and SH, can you think about which digraph the word chair begins with? Ch-ch-ch-chair. Which two letters make that ch-ch sound? I hope you said C-H. C-H together says ch-ch-ch. We want C-H to come together and make a brand new sound. And even though it's two letters, it just makes one new sound. Ch-ch-ch. Like chugga chugga choo choo, but now we have chugga chugga chair. CH says ch ch ch. If we didn't have that new sound and we saw the word chair spelled out and we didn't know to put our letters together and make a new sound, we would read that word like this, cahair. Could you please sit down in your cahair? Is that how we say that word? Does your teacher ask you, please push in your cahair? No! We use our digraph sound. C-H says ch, ch, ch. Will you say it now? C-H says ch, ch, ch. You got it. All right. Boys and girls, I finished coloring my chair blue. I'm putting down my blue crayon. So I'm going to give you about, I know it's a big chair, so I'll give you six more seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your blue crayon, finished or not. Now, look at our picture. Let's see if we can find something else with the CH digraph sound. Something else that says ch. Do you see what I see? Do you see that treasure chest? Yes, there's a treasure chest. Let's color it brown. Go ahead and start coloring that chest brown. It looks like it needs a key. I wonder what that little girl keeps inside her chest. Maybe it's jewelry. Maybe it's her toys. Maybe it's money from a pirate ship. What do you think? I don't know. I have a big imagination. It could be. So chest begins the same way as chair. It has our CH digraph. CH says ch, ch, chest. Ch, ch, chest. If it didn't say ch, 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 we would read them separately and we would say, there's some pirate's treasure in that kahest. You need a key to open her kahest. What in the world is a kahest? What are you talking about? No, we need our digraph sound. We need CH to say ch, 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 so that we can say it and read it. Ch, ch, ch. All right, chest, chair, both begin with the same CH digraph. All right, I have finished coloring my chest, so I'll give you, 5 more seconds. Finished or not, I'm going to ask you to put down that brown crayon. I want you to please listen and follow those directions. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please put down your brown crayon. Okay, so we found some CH digraphs in our picture. We could also say child. There is a child in our picture. So let's do that. Let's color the child's hair yellow. Find some kind of a yellow crayon and let's color the child's hair yellow. Child begins with a CH digraph sound, just like chair and chest. So we're coloring her hair yellow to make it blonde. She is a child. Child has that CH. Otherwise, we would say she's not a grown-up. She's a child. A child. What in the world is a child? There's no such thing as a child. So we got to put that CH sound together and use our new digraph. Child. Child. Chair. Chest. There. My child's hair is yellow now. Take 5 more seconds for your child's hair. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now let's look for a different digraph sound. Let's practice that SH. Remember, SH, when you get them together, even though it's two letters, they just make one new sound. And it is sh, sh, sh. Do you see anything in our picture that begins like sh, sh, sh? Do you see? I do too. Shoes. Shoes. Let's color those shoes red. Find some kind of a red crayon. I'm going to use my violet red crayon because my regular red crayon doesn't have a very sharp point. So I'm going to use my red violet crayon. But that's okay. Some kind of red. So, shoes begins with our SH digraph. It says sh, 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 shoes, sh, sh, shoes. If it didn't make that new sound and we saw SH together and said those sounds, it would be sahoos. Please put your sahoos away. Who says that? I don't know anyone who says that. Not even the little babies don't say that. It's a shoe. Please put your shoes away. S-H says sh, sh, sh. It doesn't sound like the C-H. We're not going to call them chews either. Please put on your chews so we can go outside. No, we use the S-H digraph so that it says sh, sh, sh. Shoes. It sounds different than the C-H. S-H says sh, sh, sh. Now, we colored the shoes with the stars on them red. I just finished coloring mine, which makes me think you're finished coloring yours, but I'll give you 5 more seconds. Finished or not, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Please put down your red crayon. Okay. Now, we colored the child's hair yellow, but I'm here to tell you her name begins with the SH digraph sound. SH says sh, 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 just like shoes. Well, her name is Shelly. Shelly. So let's color Shelly's shirt green. I'm going to use my light green just for fun. But Shelly's name begins with that SH digraph sound. Sh, sh, Shelly. It begins the same way as sh, 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 shoe. So we want to make sure that SH sounds like sh, sh, sh. because if we were to use the CH sound, we would be calling her Chelly. What? What? She would look at you and she would say, that's not my name. My name's not Chelly. My name is Shelly. It has an SH digraph sound. So I am coloring Shelly's shirt. Oh my goodness, did you catch that? What digraph does shirt begin with? SH. Shirt says SH. Otherwise, it would be a sahert. We don't say, I need to put on my sahert. I'm wearing a green sahert. No! Sorry, Bob. We say shirt. Shirt. Shelly has a green shirt. Shelly has a green shirt. And she also has some red shoes on the ground. Okay, I have finished coloring Shelly's shirt. So I'm putting down my green crayon. I'll give you 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's pick up our pencils because we're going to do a little bit of writing at the bottom. Find number 1 on your paper. The very first digraph it shows you next to the number 1 is which one? CH. Let's trace it. CH says ch-ch-ch like chair. Now next to it, I want you to write CH again. Go ahead and write your own. CH says ch-ch-ch. And then scoot over and write CH for me one more time. CH says ch-ch-ch. Now scoot over. We have our new digraph now. It's an SH. Trace that for me. SH says sh like shoes. Scoot over, write SH by yourself for me. SH says shh. And scoot over, write it one more time for me. SH says shh. Now let's look at number 2. There are some words. I'm going to read the word to you. We're going to look for the digraph. Number 2 says chat. Chat. What should we circle? What's our digraph in chat? Yo, got it. It's a CH. Circle the CH in chat. Chat. Now scoot over. That word says shine. Shine. What's our digraph? SH. Circle the SH. That says shine. The sun will shine. Scoot over. The next word says shell. Shell. What's our digraph? SH. Circle SH for me. It says shell. And then the next word, the last word on number 2 says chin. Chin. What's our digraph? CH. Circle it for me. CH says ch in chin. Okay, number 3. Now we're going to write our digraph that matches the picture. So the first picture next to number 3 is ship. Ship. Which digraph should we write? Should we write CH or SH for ship? SH. You got it right. SH for me next to the ship. We don't have to write the whole word, just the digraph. SH. Scoot over. Now we have a picture of a cherry. Ch-ch-ch-cherry. What's our digraph? Ch-ch-ch. Write C-H for me. Don't write the whole word. Just write the digraph. C-H for cherry. And our last picture is a shark. Shark. Which digraph should we write? S-H. Shark sounds like ship. Shark. Write S-H. Just that, just the S and the H. Shark. Now for number 4, I'm going to read it to you and let's figure out which digraph we're missing. It's missing the digraph. So this is what the sentence says right now. It says, eat the ease. Should we write CH for eat the cheese or should we write SH for eat the cheese? Yes, we need CH. Will you write it in there on that top of that dark black line? So now we have a whole word and it says eat the cheese. And then circle the cheese or the shell. Which one? The cheese. It matches our sentence. Eat the cheese. Boys and girls, we did the whole activity. We reviewed CH and SH. CH says ch-ch-ch. SH says sh-sh-sh. And we are finished because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.